The next question comes from Karen. How can I get the best movement possible with the least amount of meds?
Okay, so I'm guessing that Karen has a problem with the balance and stiffness and possibly coordination. There are two distinct actions to take here. There's one set of activities when you're on, that is the medications are working to whatever level, and one set of activities to undertake when you're off. When the meds are working reasonably well, then you need to be undertaking some really good balancing exercises and core strength exercises. So that includes crawling. Yes, crawling on your hands and knees, and it's always great to have knee pads for this, but crawling forwards and backwards, and forwards and backwards, as often as you can over the longest possible distance, so right across a room or up and down a passage in your house. Marching on the spot, and if you have balance challenges, it's really good to stand with your back into the corner of a room or the corner of a bench, stand upright and look ahead, and then march to music is a good idea, using marching music or dance music, marching with your knees coming up really high, and hold your hands directly in front of you, level with your shoulders, to get that coordination, marching, flexibility and balance. Core strength exercises include things like Pilates and Iyengar yoga and abdominal exercises and doing flexibility exercises. Other good things to do while the meds are working is walking outside and swimming to get that hemispherical balance in your brain. Now, when you're off, that is your meds are not working, in between doses, then you do similar exercises, but you do them more slowly and more carefully. We don't want to fight your body. We want to encourage it to become more flexible so that you do maybe once up and once down with your crawling, doing it slowly. And yes, it will be more difficult without the meds, but it can be done. And we need to get that message back to your brain that, yes, my body can work. Pilates is excellent for this, to find a very aware and approachable and empathetic Pilates teacher and undertake some Pilates classes, preferably privately, while you're off, and get them to assess your muscle movement and response and to give you exercises that you can do. And tiny movements are okay here. You know, if you're really challenged for movement and you manage to move 1 inch, that's fantastic. Celebrate that movement and tell your body it's great and do it again. So it's practice, practice, practice. Now, as far as assistance with this is concerned, if you're not already taking vitamin C and magnesium, this combination will help with flexibility and movement. 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily, and magnesium preferably in powder form, half to one teaspoon of the magnesium powder in water twice a day, and that will help with your movement and flexibility. Okay, good luck with that. You can do it.